You know, as we get older, you know, we start to age, obviously, but, you know, our skin changes, our facial expressions change, and, you know, what we exude as far as how we look is different a lot of times, you know, than how you feel. But I think Billy Crystal said it best. Listen.
It is better to look good than to feel good. Night, my friends, and you look marvelous.
Yes, much better to look good than to feel good, and you look marvelous. Joining us now, Dr. Adam Shiner, Wall Street Journal bestseller, The True Definition of Beauty, laser eyelid and facial cosmetic surgeon. Doctor, welcome in. Thanks for being with me.
JT, thanks so much for having me.
You know, years ago, you know, my dad went through this. I had the eyelid surgery thing too, you know, as the eyelids start to droop. And, you know, over time, our skin starts to, you know, just kind of hang on our skeleton there. And way back when I was young, I got a tattoo because I was a lifeguard on the beach of a dolphin on the side of my hip. Well, now when you look at it, if I'm standing up, since my skin is kind of hanging a little bit more, that dolphin looks like a snake. So I got to figure something out. So, I mean, we go through this and everybody does. And I know so many men and women, obviously, as well, that have had a little something done here and there. But it's becoming a little bit more of the norm as we get older for folks, as we try to present ourselves the best way we can in the business world. And sometimes the way we present ourselves is not real reflective of how we're really feeling.
Absolutely true. You know, interestingly, they've done research at the Federal Reserve Bank in St. Louis. I thought they did just monetary policy, but they did a study on the link between appearance and wages and found a wage difference of 14% between those with below and average appearance, something we may think about intuitively, but that something's really there.
Wow, that's incredible, the wage difference like that. So it's, I guess, good for us to keep an eye, no pun intended, on how we're looking before we jump on these Zoom meetings all the time. And, you know, the more the boss sees you up close like that, the more you might be thinking, yeah, we might want to make a change.
Yeah, you know, yeah, JT, interestingly, you know, at Zoom, a lot of times people have these ring lights on the computer so that we can see each other better.
Right.
And those ring lights can actually wash out wrinkles, age spots, and lower lid bags. And, you know, you see in TV a lot of times they say lighting is key. Well, in natural overhead light, those features become much more noticeable, so people can look like they have heavy lids or age spots or wrinkles. And so Zoom is a little more friendly for our appearance than real life.
You know, it gets to the point, too. I told my wife the other day, I said, look, I think I need to have the eyelid thing done again because, you know, even though I had it done about, you know, I can probably say 8 to 10 years ago, it's starting to droop again. It's getting to the point now, if I do that again, I'm not going to have any eyebrows. Do I need to go the other direction and have it pulled up instead of cut off?
Yeah, it's interesting. A lot of times when eyelid surgery is done, it's a combination of the eyelid and the eyebrow. And so that later in life, what you're probably experiencing is your brow may have fallen a little bit more into that eyelid space. So a brow lift procedure might be more appropriately for you.
And I love Dr. Long here at UAB. John Long did a great job. And he said, you come back and see me anytime and we'll take a look. So let me ask you this. Does how we appear to others really matter that much when we're on these meetings and we're presenting ourselves?
Yeah, you know, we are very social beings and we love connecting with each other. Life is about social connections and relationships that we build. You know, when we come across to other people, if we have lower lid bags or we have heavy eyelids, or women, as they age, they lose volume around the mouth. It makes their mouth look, you know, downturned. They call it the resting bitchy face. When we see people like that, you know, we are influenced by that. We're influenced by people that way. You might hear, hey, you know, you get enough rest, you're getting enough sleep, and, you know, you might feel fine inside, and that can be internally kind of frustrating that your face is giving a message that's not consistent with the way that you feel inside. And thankfully, with a lot of the procedures that we do, we can help reverse that, and then the world can relate to people in different ways.
Are there some procedures that people can use that don't require surgery?
Yeah, interestingly, things like the neuromodulators like Botox or Nutox, they can be used actually to raise eyebrows. So in your case, you can actually have that done, a Botox treatment, actually raise the eyebrows without surgery. Facial fillers have been used to reverse that resting bitchy face that that older women get as they age. And then skincare and something known as Cyton BBL Forever Young treatment. There's research out of Stanford showing certain light treatments that people get done don't have a lot of downtime, but actually cause the skin to revert to a younger genetic state without any downtime.
Right, and a lot of people end up getting bags under their eyes that actually are dark, and, you know, it sometimes looks like people have a raccoon mask on. but it's actually the aging process, right? What can be done about that?
Correct. Surgery is usually the way I like to address that, and we do surgery where we can remove or relocate the puffiness in the which is due to fat pads that come forward as we get older. I specialize in helping use people with lasers. I can actually reverse sun damage with lasers, and I can help this skin condition known as festoons that occur in individuals also as they age.
Wow, interesting. Well, lots to think about as we try and present our best self out there. Dr. Adam Shiner, thank you for the information. I appreciate you this morning.